The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning and welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. We got a lot to talk about today. We've got one of my favorite guests coming back on. We've had Michael Covell on a couple times. He's written two of my favorite books, actually, on trading, both The Turtle Traders and Trend Following. And now just out is Trend Commandments, not the Ten Commandments, the Trend Commandments. And we'll be talking to Michael quarter past the hour. I'm looking forward to hearing his insights. In the meantime, what I want to do always in the first segment is kind of catch you up on what I'm seeing in the markets, what's new with Magnet. And there's a lot of things going on. First of all, we've shared that we now have the ability to actually use Magnet, which we are branding here at T3 Live as GEMS. We have our newsletter out, and folks, if you want a complimentary copy of the GEMS newsletter where I'm actually showing you a model portfolio, the top Magnet stocks in each sector, this is going to be available complimentary for two more months, and then here at T3 that goes on sale here. So while it's complimentary, go to T3 Live and ask for your complimentary GEMS newsletter. By the way, I'm preparing the second newsletter right now, and the model portfolio is only running 75% ahead of the S&P 500 right now. So we're off to a great start. But remember, we always say here, the more the market goes your way, the humbler you have to be. And this is using the strategy called GEMS. We're telling you where we think the market is, which I'll get to in just a minute. And I remind you, the thing that actually makes my clock tick right now, the thing that's most interesting to me, is what we're doing over at TrustAcrossAmerica.com. And right on, by the way, Voice America Variety. We're hosting a show Wednesdays live at noon to one. You always know you can go to the archives where we're highlighting what makes companies not only strong financially, but what makes them trustworthy. And we put out the gold standard list of the most trustworthy stocks in America. We did that back in November. We'll continue to update that. And yes, as you'd guess, that portfolio is also very significantly outperforming the market. So the whole point, which I've gotten to over and over here on the Magnet Investing Show, there are only two choices when it comes to investing. There are only two. So boil it down and make it simple. You could either lend somebody money, and depending on how trustworthy you think they are in terms of repaying your principal and interest, they'll charge you a, you could charge them a certain interest rate. Right now, as we know, banks are paying less than 1%. The U.S. government is paying less than 3%. Loaning out your money while inflation continues to compound is just simply a fool's game. Only use the money, in my opinion, that you need short term or that you're absolutely terrified that you need to fall back on their money. That's the only money that should be lent out. All the rest should go into ownership. And when I say ownership, you can own real estate, you can own gold, you can own stocks, you can own precious metals, you can own whatever you want. But in a world that doesn't get any bigger, with a larger population, with inflation, the only way you can possibly, possibly keep pace with inflation is by owning something. When it comes to the stock market, the whole key is what to own. Okay, so you could simply, if you don't have time for it, and this is what my last book was about, if you don't have the time for it, dollar cost averaging into simple index funds, large cap, small cap, international, and just kind of do what you do, be with your kids, be with your family, do what you do professionally, and don't literally pay any attention to the market. That's one approach. Obviously, the folks listening to this show aren't looking for market returns. They're looking for ahead of market returns, which means we actually have to figure out what to own. So what I'm doing in this newsletter here at T3, and we'll be actually now for the first time able to take your money here at T3 and invest it for you. So if you have any interest in the newsletter, in money management, in following what the other traders here at T3 are doing, I'll give you my own direct line right now. It's 646-845-4292. Everything here is ramping up rather quickly here, so get your complimentary newsletter, and if you need some help managing money for the first time in a while now, I'm back managing money for individuals. Let me know if I can help you. Now, let's say you want to help yourself and you want to know what to do here right now. In this newsletter, what I remind everybody is that even if you are the single best golfer in the world, you don't want to be on the golf course during a period of heavy lightning and heavy thundering. It's just not smart. Go in the clubhouse, have a drink, do whatever you want to do. Don't be on the course. When the course, though, is safe, that's when you want to have your A game out. What we're doing in the newsletter is really trying to answer the question, is it safe right now? And so my answer is, folks, it's safe. Don't worry about it right now. The whole idea here is the new lows have shrunk yet again. We're down to almost no new lows on any of the exchanges. So what we're always looking for is under 40 new lows for a given day, for a couple days in a row. That signifies a safe market. We're talking about the advanced decline line, which just continues to go higher. Oh, and by the way, the thing that annoys me, I think, the most right now is people talking about 201Ks instead of 401Ks. And this thing that's starting to annoy me is where they talk about, well, this market's so rough and what have you. Unweighted, the market now is at an all-time high. The Dow Jones, including just for the dividends that they pay, has now eclipsed the 08 high. I don't know what you guys are looking for or who's talking about a 201K, but the only people right now behind on the market are the people who actually panicked and sold out at a panic low and then were afraid to get back in. So what we'll talk about with Michael when we come back, by the way, is about trend following. And you can follow the market up or down. The beautiful thing about the market is if you're, say, if we want to use the word bet, if you want to bet, you don't even have to bet the market's going up. You could bet the market is going down. You could bet an individual stock is going up or down. You don't have to always bet on the home team or always be long, but my point to you here is this market is healthy. We're showing you the market rotation we're seeing in the market, and what does it look like? Well, I'll give you a hint before you get the newsletter yourself. The rotation is all right now into defensive. It's medical, it's healthcare, it's gold, it's silver. And what's actually really started to come down rather rapidly right now is almost everything to do in the semiconductor industry. Does that mean no one's buying an iPhone? Does it mean no one's buying a computer? Of course not. It just simply means those groups have had a huge run. Money is rotating out. We had a couple of changes we're making to the newsletter. So if you want to get last month's copy, it's still out. Next month's copy won't be out, I believe, until the 27th or the 28th. But, guys, get on board. Start following what we're doing. And, again, over at the T3 Live website, not only do you see what I'm thinking about in the videos that we're making in here in the newsletter, but you can see what everyone else at the firm is doing. And these are not your average Joes. These are some of the most respected short-term scalpers, traders, swing traders, income traders that are really out there on the street. So pay attention to what they're doing as well. And if you're an investor, if you're not a trader, and this doesn't mean, by the way, buy and hold, buy and forget, this means rank and re-rank and keep a portfolio. What we're doing with the GEMS portfolio here at T3 is nothing short of astounding so far. What we're doing on on Trust Across America with the most trustworthy companies probably is even more dramatic, because these are all large cap, mid cap, U.S. companies where people are talking about the U.S. economy being dead, the U.S. market being dead, and oh, by the way, the United States is about to fall off into a cliff. And if you believe that, folks, you'll sit in the sub 1% money market, hearing from the U.S. government, by the way, that we basically have zero inflation, so it doesn't really matter. And we do have zero inflation as long as you're not going to the supermarket, filling up a car, paying for college, paying for summer camp, buying clothes, anything. But if you're buying DRAM chips, folks, there's no inflation. So if you can eat and live on DRAM chips, there's really no inflation. Everything else costs more and more and more and more every single year we live here. So, folks, you have to own something. You have to figure out what to own. My guess is a lot of the smart money is already buying real estate and already buying large plots of real estate that they'll be reselling in onesies to little guys in 3 or 4 years from now when real estate is hot again. But most individuals right now are not willing to actually speculate in real estate. You can't get in, you can't get out. The only thing, in my opinion, is if you can figure out what trends are hot, whether in retail, in business, in society, find out which companies are in those industries, which companies have the highest revenue growth, the highest profit margin growth, the highest cash flow acceleration at the best valuations. Folks, does that sound like gambling, or does that sound like owning the right thing? So I will tell you, we had a great event last night over in down on Wall Street. The new T3 book is out. We're seeing some videos going by on the website. There's a lot going on over here, but what I want to get into next, one of my favorite guests, one of my favorite authors, Michael Covell, will be joining us in a little bit to talk about trend commandments, and we'll be right back following this quick break. We'll be right back with Michael. Stay with us. We'll be just a minute.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Jordan Kimmel here at Magna Investing on the beautiful view overlooking the Statue of Liberty here on a cloudless, gorgeous summer day here in Lower Manhattan. And I believe Michael Covell is going to call us. Maybe we got the times confused here. He's out in California, I know. He sent me his new book, The Trend Commandments. And even if he doesn't call in, I want to spend a few minutes on this because I believe that this is the key to whether it's short-term or long-term investing. And so, very interesting, here at T3, there are several different style of traders, from the guys who actually literally hold stocks for minutes, guys who hold stocks as swing traders for days or weeks, and then there's me who has a disciplined methodology of selecting the leaders and the laggards, and I will simply hold the leading stocks until they no longer rank up highly anymore. But the main thing is, I've said this before, I'll say it again, it's what Michael's book is all about. If somebody tells you they know the future and they know what is going to happen with either the market, the economy, or an individual stock, run. Run and hide and get away from those people, because really, frankly, nobody can predict what is going to happen. What you can do is you can be very diagnostic, and you can actually take the temperature and the barometer. You could look in the thermometer. You can look at all kinds of gauges. And so let me give you an example. I could say that this 80-year-old guy is going to die soon because he's 80. And this 20-year-old guy is going to live for the next umpteen years because he's a young, healthy guy. Well, that does make a lot of sense, and that will actually hold true, because age is age. But if you took a physical exam and found the 20-year-old had an enlarged heart or had an irregular heartbeat or had some problems with his blood or whatever you have, that's the only way you could really tell somebody's health. You could take their blood temperature, you could take their pressure, but unless you can actually go in and diagnose what's going on inside a human body, you don't know what the future is, but you know what the present is. So the whole idea is that what Magnet has been about for years has been about going in and seeing what is the trend of earnings, what is the trend of the stock, what is the trend. And you know what? The trend is the end, or the trend is your friend right up until the end. And what that basically means is that the same laws of physics apply. The body in motion stays in motion until it's acted upon. And then once it's acted upon, that new motion it's in, that new trend it's in, becomes the new trend. So if you follow ever anything called like point and figure theory, which we're actually combining with the magnet, with the gems in our newsletter, and we basically see a stock that is trending higher, you will see a technical analyst, a technical buyer, buy that stock no matter how high it goes, even though people are saying, well, it's at a new high. How can you buy this now? How can you continue to buy this? They will buy it until it stops going up. And that's the old Will Rogers philosophy. And Will Rogers, the cowboy, the actor, was actually one of the great investors in this country. And he said so in the old homey kind of country way. He said, look, folks, I don't have any secrets in the market. My simple philosophy is I buy stocks that are going up. And when they stop going up, I sell them. He was talking about this before there was ever a thing called momentum invest, and he was using price momentum back then when there wasn't even a word for it. The same tale goes if you see a stock in a pure downtrend, and let's just throw out some names from years ago, some very wildly successful or well-known companies that were on everybody's lips, but take, for example, once AOL, once Enron, once Lucent, once these Sun Microsystems, once they stopped going up, some people said, well, if it was a good value at 80, it's probably a good value at 60. And then you take a look at Sun Microsystems, for example, they kept saying it's $60 a share. Well, look, earnings are great. We actually dominate the server market. How bad could it be? Stock went to 20. At $20 a share, when the stock was now down 75% in value from its high, then the chairman, then the CEO at Sun Microsystems came out and said, we've lost all visibility and we don't have any idea what future sales and revenue look like. The next thing you know, folks, the stock was at $1 a share. So people took that $80 stock. Some people averaged down into it, and sadly enough, Sun Microsystems was eventually bought out for, I believe, $2 or $3 a share. This one of the greatest technology companies in America history. Lucent, same exact story, known for their patents, known for their great technology, sold in a fire sale for $1 a share. Once the trend is broken, folks, that's the only time you can possibly say the trend is over. If I was to tell you 4 years ago that Tiger Woods would not win one more major championship in golf, nobody would have believed me, and I would have had really no basis for saying that. However, once he started getting operations on his knee, once he crashed his car into a tree, and once all of a sudden he got more legal battles than golf swings, I think Tiger Woods' game was over. But you never would have known that in advance. You'd have kept betting on him. And then as soon as the trend ended, as soon as the downtrend began, rather than saying Lucent's coming back, Sun Microsystems coming back, or Tiger's coming back, simply the time was to put your money somewhere else, put your money on somebody else. And now I think the three top golfers in the world, I'm not even sure of their names, but I am pretty sure of the top three magnet stocks on my list, because that's actually what I do and that's what I know the best. And no, it's not Sun, and no, it's not Lucent, and no, of course, it's not Enron either. The fact is, the companies that I am investing in, the companies that my model is finding, are simply accelerating their revenue faster than all other companies. Their margins are growing faster than other companies in their industry. The valuation is better than other companies in their industry. And to me, this is just pure, simple diagnostics. It's not hard. It's not difficult. The only difficult thing, frankly, is controlling your emotions and understanding what trend exists rather than what trend you wish existed, okay? And this is the whole key here. I think that being realistic, not being full of yourself, literally having no ego, and also not being attached to your ideas is the key. I put together a model portfolio for the T3 Gems newsletter last month. All of them, obviously, we double-checked, I triple-checked, and I thought I built the nicest portfolio as I could. Well, here I am a month later, and while we've outperformed the market by some 70-plus percent, not every idea is going to stay in the portfolio for next month. What I'm simply doing is not guessing what's going to happen. I observe that the entire semiconductor industry sector, subsectors, all declined in relative strength, all dropped in ranking, and one of the companies in our portfolio is going to replace by another stock, which now has a higher rank in an industry that's doing better. Does that make me evil? Does that make me not loyal? Does that make me an evil guy because I'm not sticking with a pick that we came up with last month? It has nothing to do with it. I only have one wife. I only have two children. I have two dogs. That's unconditional love. If my kids happen to drop and break the nicest plate in my house, it doesn't mean we trade them. Okay. However, if a company loses its way, if a company's margins start to decline, that doesn't mean they're bad. That means the natural dog-eat-dog competition around the world, someone figured out a way to do it cheaper, and now this company has to adapt. They have to either lower their prices or come up with yet another product. This is what investing is all about. This is what sports is all about, understanding the integrity of the game is in place, but knowing that the players of the game will always change. The names will never be the same. The game will be the same. Occasionally, there'll be a rule change, and we'll have to adapt to that rule. But the most important thing you have to recognize is to ask the very simple question, how many stocks are you willing to own in your portfolio? Most people own too many. And of the stocks you do own your portfolio, how many of them are you willing to be middle of the road, average to sub-average companies? If you're willing to own sub-average companies in your portfolio, I just simply ask you why. If you were picking a basketball team, if you were picking a opera, if you were looking for a fencing team, if you were picking together five architects to build the most beautiful building in the world, would you pick five average architects from average firms, or would you look for the most dynamic, best architects in the entire world? The beauty of the stock market is you don't have to negotiate contracts. You don't have to see if they're available. All you have to do is enter, buy, or sell, and you got your team together. So the whole key is don't overpay for your player. This is where Magna comes in. We want to buy growth at a discount. We want to buy value, but we have no interest in buying an average company at a good price. And this goes back to the Warren Buffett piece. He'd rather buy a great company at an average price than buy an average company at a great price, because average companies tend to lose their ways. They tend to go away. What Michael Covell talks about in Trend Commandments are not concepts, but actually quotes and interviews from the leading investors from around the entire world. Some of these guys have actually been on my radio show, which is exciting. I'm actually paging through the bibliography. And this is what I encourage everybody to do, by the way. Get a book that you love. Get a book that's really got a lot of information. Then go to the bibliography, and guess what? Read every single book in that bibliography. If you start to do that, folks, that becomes power. Knowledge is power. And in this world, the more knowledge you have, the more experience you gain, simply the less mistakes you begin to make over time. We're going to take a quick break. I'm disappointed we don't have Michael on the phone right here because I really want to hear his view of his book. But what we need to do is we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing right after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call
now toll-free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
At your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I want to go over a couple of elementary things that I've done in the past, which I think are just so important. A couple of things that are both in the newsletter that we're offering here at T3 under the GEMS name. And folks, if you don't have this complimentary newsletter, it's only complimentary for two more months. Then it will go on sale. I think we're looking at, I believe, as high as $150 per month to receive this. These are the top-ranked stocks, according to my model, with the sector rotation that's generally leading the market right now. And this is what I want to talk about here, which is this concept of rotation in the market, industries in the market, and this thing we can't hear enough of is why America will never find its way again. Now, in 1981, I got out of graduate school, and unemployment was around 13%, significantly higher than it is right now. If you don't remember that time, folks, we had hostages in Iraq, in Iran. We had a president that was wearing a sweater because he said he couldn't afford to heat the White House. Folks, we had some really, really bad times in America, and we were told America was broken, it lost its way, and Japan was about to buy us. They were buying Rockefeller Center. They were buying all kinds of prize pieces of real estate, by the way, that they all had to sell at huge discounts, Pebble Beach and all these different landmarks that they were trying to accumulate. Well, they couldn't do it anymore. But what actually happened in 81, or after that time frame, what actually happened is we got a president who basically said, let's just be optimistic and let's show the rest of the world what America grit is about and what about hard work, pride in your community, and doing the right jobs. Well, that was a great message, but something else happened which was more significant. It was basically a couple companies showing up that nobody had ever heard of before, namely Microsoft, Intel, Sun, Cisco, Genentech, Amgen, some of the leaders in technology and biotechnology that basically changed the entire world. Now, what you have today is 30% of America is working in industries, forget about companies, but industries that didn't even exist 30 years ago. Think about two words that go together right now: social networking, Facebook, Groupon, LinkedIn, all these companies now coming public. And over here at T3, the question just was asked, is Spotify, has Spotify come public? Folks, you and I wouldn't even know to ask that. It would take a 20-something-year-old who knows technology and is using Spotify. What is it? It's some sort of integrated Pandora. Is it social networking? I don't even know. Is it going public? We want to find out, right? The whole key here, folks, is that when I ask this question at seminars, of the S&P 500, how many companies in the 500 were there 35 years ago? And that answers only a couple of dozen. Only a couple of dozen. It's hard to believe. All of these companies that are showing up, whether they make artificial blood, artificial eyeballs, artificial skin, who knows what the future is going to bring? All we know is that as companies die and as companies get old and slow down, S&P and the Dow is very careful to change their symbols. They tell you and Wall Street, buy and hold, buy and hold. The only reason the S&P goes up over the years and the Dow goes up over the years is they take the bad names out and replace them with new companies. Will Spotify ever get into the S&P 500? Well, we're going to wait 10 years to find that out. But in the meantime, there are new companies showing up, ones that bring movies to your laptops, ones that make great steak burritos where people wait a half hour in line to get them. These companies were unheard of a couple years ago. These companies are leading the stock market right now. And when you look at where the earnings comes in, these companies like Google and the rest of them that are brand new companies, folks, they haven't even been around a long time. Where do you think the earnings from the S&P is coming from? You think it's coming from Pan Am, the former leader in airlines that's actually bankrupt? The steel business is bigger than it's ever been, and Bethlehem Steel, the undisputed king of steel, has no bid. Yes, the company has gone bankrupt. So this will continue to happen. Does that mean Bethlehem Steel was a bad company? No. Does it mean Cary Grant was a bad actor? The fact is he had his day, he had his time, and we now hope he rests in peace. And we hope that all these companies that were leading the market a generation ago, when they stopped leading the market, I hope that you're clever enough to get off that horse. And it's just all you need to do. We're not saying switch kids. We're not saying get remarried every year and what's hot's got to be hot. What we're simply saying is that in the stock market, companies simply don't last forever. And they go through something called the S-curve, which is a full chapter in my new book, The Magnet Method of Investing. So if you haven't read Magnet Investing and you haven't read the Method of Investing, I say hang up, switch, go to another website and listen to another show. You have to read these books. It's the essence, really, of what Magnet is all about. What I'm trying to say is I will be meeting later today with a gentleman who sold a billion-dollar biotech company several years ago. He's got a new idea for cancer treatment and detection. Will it work? I have no idea. Will I invest in his company? Absolutely not. You know why? Because it doesn't rank up highly on Magnet. One of these days, his enzyme may be approved, and his enzyme may start to sell and then accelerate and become the next Amgen. But until a company not only has revenues, But accelerating revenues, to me, it's just a story. You have to understand how hard it is not only to get FDA approval, but to run a given business, to make something, package it, ship it, sell it, book it, and still make a profit. Folks, business is really hard, and I'm not sure how many of you ever ran a business with 1,000 employees. I never did. How about 100,000 employees on five continents and seven oceans? How's that? The fact is, business is really hard, folks, and most business plans don't work. I'm interested in that right tip of the bell curve. Just a couple dozen companies that are getting it right. And, you know, I actually did the math a couple of months ago. Apple Computer, which does not rank up in the top stocks of all, because we're so conscious on value and so on. You know how much revenue Apple does per day right now? Andrew, you know how much revenue per day? $300 million per day in goods get packaged, shipped, invoiced, and then booked into solid profits. Folks, this is an unbelievable event. It's basically the second most largest company by market cap by its size. Only a decade ago, people were talking about Apple Computer going out of business. They lost the race. They lost their way. Businesses weren't using them. Somebody got a really interesting idea about an iPad, iPod, iPush, whatever you want to do. The fact is, the trend of the stock turned up. Magnet found it at $12 a share. It exited the top-ranked Magnet stocks at $80 a share, only to do whatever, quadruple from there also. But we are very selective. We'll take that 12 to 80 and rotate into the next name every single time. But by the way, Apple Computer is in the portfolio of the most trustworthy companies in America. And that's not the Magnet now. It's not the Gems. It's the other strategy we're using called FACTS. If you haven't been over again, by the way, to trustacrossamerica.com, these are the companies whose not only trend is up, but whose governance is up, who believes in actually doing business not only successfully, not only profitably, but doing business a certain and special way. And so that's really what the two things I'm doing right now, folks. I'm not trying to reinvent an enzyme. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm simply saying is that I do believe more than any time in my life that you have to own things. And you have to figure out what to own. By the way, owning a whole lot of stock in the wrong company is an absolutely horrible idea. And let me remind you that rather than tell you how easy this is and how stocks are the way to go, you must remember that stocks are very, very dangerous. Just like nitroglycerin, you have to know how to handle it. You have to know what you're doing. You have to get up to speed. And, folks, once you do that, stocks can be the most explosive way to grow wealth known to mankind. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and wrap up this show in a little while. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is time to bring this to a conclusion here right now. What I want to really go back and remind everybody about here is this comment I made about the market being difficult, about stocks being dangerous, and about the real need to become an expert in what you do. And so one of the books that I always talk about reading that I highlight in both of my books is Gerald Loeb talking about the battle for investment survival and Jesse Livermore in How to Trade Stocks. And what Livermore said is he was always amused by going to a dinner that was arranged, and there would be a surgeon next to him who said, well, listen, what looks good in the market right now? And he says he turned to the surgeon and saying, let me ask you, in the hospital, is there what operations look timely right now? And the point is that you might even be able to talk your way in to an emergency room or an operation room. What happens when they hand you that scalpel and the body's head has been shaved and it's now time to do some brain surgery? Are you prepared to do that right now? Well, unless you've had the years of training, the years of working on cadavers, the kind of all the learning stages that you need building up, folks, of course you don't want to put that scalpel into somebody's brain. Well, you know what? The stock market, I think, might even be more difficult than brain surgery. And I really mean that. And the reason is because it's not only the physical market that's difficult, but you got this always, every single day, every single hour, these conflicting news reports that try to make you do the wrong thing. Actually, who's actually reporting news? Who's going on TV? They're talking about stocks that they own. People are talking their book. You see politicians, you know, saying this, saying that. You can't figure out whether we actually have inflation or recession right now. And the truth of the matter is you have corporations misleading you. You have investors misleading you. You got guys coming on television saying you should buy this while they're selling it. And so if I sound skeptical and cynical, I am. I know how difficult this business is. But just like the game of chess, while you may not win your first chess game, while you may not win your first 100 games, play a couple thousand games of chess against steadily more difficult opponents and see what happens to your skill level. If you learn from your mistakes, if you learn from what other chess masters do correctly, well, you know what happens? Your game comes up. You begin to play differently. You begin to see things you never saw before. You begin to anticipate things you were not able to do as an early player in chess. But the fact is, the stock market is even harder than that. I always remind you, it's in my book. In fact, we start my latest book, The Magnet Method of Investing, by sharing a quote from Bernard Baruch, one of last century's greatest investors. And he basically talks about needing the brain of a clairvoyant, the heart of a lion, you know, being willing to study everything until you know everything, and then you only stand a little chance in the market. That's the way he describes it. I'm paraphrasing it. I didn't take out the book right now, but that's the paraphrase. The point is, it's not easy. So what I'm saying to you, either you get your skill level up, you get your game up, or you use a professional who's actually had the 20 years of experience. So I'm going to give you my number one more time again. It's 646-845-4292. The email is jkimmel@t3live.com. Get a complimentary copy of the newsletter. Go over to trustacrossamerica.com and see what we're doing in terms of identifying the most trustworthy companies. And I want to leave you by something I told my kids, because it's something that amazed me when I went to SeaWorld for the first time. You know when they get those dolphins and whales jumping over those bars? Well, you know how they do that? They actually leave that bar at the bottom of the pool to begin with. And every time the fish swims over the bar at the bottom of the pool, they give them a fish. I think anyone can do that, right? But this is what training is about. Then they raise the bar a foot a month. That's slowly. And then it takes years before that bar ever comes out of the water. The point is, the trainers will tell you that fish will never jump over that bar if you introduce it to them without all that formal training that goes in. So in the stock market, you need to do the same thing. You need to start with the bar at the bottom of the pool. And that means reading. That means maybe paper trading. That means watching, listening, learning, and then suddenly that bar is in a position to get raised. And then over time, by the way, no matter how good you get, no matter how smart you think you are, no matter how experienced you are, you'll make yet another mistake. And I continue personally to make mistakes. I don't want you to think that I walk on water or that I think I walk on water. This is an incredibly difficult business. You need to understand that the whole key to life is, my goal is to be the analogy of a football player, a quarterback who wins the game 35-10. Throws four touchdowns, does throw an interception, maybe even fumbles, gets sacked a couple times, but at the end of the game wins 35-10. Now what I'm going to do personally, I'm going to not only study the tape on the interception to see what I did wrong, I'm going to study the tape on the touchdowns to see what I did right. I'm going to continue to figure out, to learn, to think of myself as a student of the market who's constantly looking to learn and improve. And once you get that point that you believe you can walk on water and you know exactly what to do, let me remind you, by trade, I am a mathematician, and I happen to know that the math fits like this. Your foot fits directly in your mouth. If you're willing to open your mouth real wide and tell everyone how great you are, the next thing you will find is the market shoving your foot directly into your mouth. So the whole concept I'm trying to say to you is, you need to be humble. You need to be disciplined. You need to have some perseverance. Or, like I said, and I don't think it's for the people listening to the show, or you could just be a passive dollar-cost averager. Understand that the market itself, the S&P, the Dow Jones, will continue to change the names for you. They will bring in the Googles of the world, the Apples of the world, and then when Apple and Google eventually die, and I actually tell you one day they will, people are surprised, but I think they will, They'll replace it, whoever follows it. One more reminder, folks, if you were an early investor and you said there's going to be a computer revolution and everyone's going to use it, you would have rushed right out. You would have bought Wang Software, who was dominating. You would have bought why can't I think of it right now? A Commodore computer. And guess what? Both Commodore and Wang are both out of business, folks. The computer business has never been bigger, but the former leaders are dead, and the current leaders are dancing around. Make sure you stay on the right side of the market. Make sure you're learning and listening. And if there's anything we can do to help you get there, come to me at t3live.com, get the newsletter, or call me direct. And let's see what we can do for you to get you on the right side of the markets. Jordan Kimmel wishing you a wonderful summer weekend. I'll be at the beach tomorrow. I hope to see you over there. We need to relax. We need to be balanced. It's 646-845-4292 if you want to talk about it. In the meantime, have a great week ahead. Thanks to everybody at Voice America for making life so easy, all the engineering, all the work that gets done over there. We never can say thank you enough. Have a wonderful week ahead. And we'll see you next week right here on Magnet Investing. Take care now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the bottom line of business talk, the Voice America Business Channel.